Item six, Virginia Electric and Power Company.
Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to construct a 1,050 linear foot riprap revetment adjacent to their facility at 2701 Bevco Street, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. The project requires a wetland permit. The Chesapeake Energy Center is currently owned and operated by Virginia Electric and Power Company, known as Dominion Virginia Power. In preparation for the decommissioning of this station, which is planned for December of 2014, Dominion is currently pursuing the necessary repairs to stabilize the shoreline. As you can see in this aerial image, the subject site, which is indicated by the green box, is bordered by the southern branch of the Elizabeth River to the east and Columbia Gas property to the west. And this particular area is referred to as Priority Area 1, and has been identified as the portion of the shoreline with the most severe erosion and in need of the most urgent repair. Dominion's primary objective is to stabilize the perimeter shoreline with a long-term, low-maintenance solution that minimizes environmental impact to the greatest extent possible. They're proposing to stabilize 1,050 linear feet of shoreline with a revetment characterized by 2-to-1 slope and extending a maximum of 10 feet channelward of mean high water. You can see in the plan view drawing shown here, both mean high water and mean low water are indicated. There are no subaqueous impacts channelward of mean low water resulting from this project. In red, the proposed riprap revetment has been highlighted, and the tidal wetland impacts are shown by the area shaded in green. The proposed project will impact 9,350 square feet of vegetated wetlands. To compensate for these impacts, Dominion proposes to purchase 9,350 square feet of credits from the Libertyville Road Tidal Mitigation Bank. As part of their mitigation efforts, Dominion plans to reduce the width of the service road. The service road currently runs along the crest of the dike in this vicinity here, and they're proposing to reduce that to one lane. The service road must be maintained in order to provide access to the existing properties, which include both Dominion and Columbia Gas property. Dominion has also reduced the slope of the proposed revetment from a ratio of 2.5 to 1 to 2 to 1 to further minimize their wetland impact. No concerns were raised as a result of the public interest review or during the public hearing, which was held on November 21st of 2013 here in the commission room. We did ask Forbin to comment on this project, and in their review, they indicated that the project was warranted and has been minimized as much as practical, considering the site conditions along the heavily industrialized section of the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. VIMS did suggest that the shoreline area where the buried toe of the revetment is proposed and where the excavated material will be replaced to reestablish the existing grade, they recommended that that be planted with appropriate wetland sprigs where the elevation was suitable for establishing wetland vegetation. There is currently wetland vegetation growing in those areas. They further stated that consideration should be given to a required monitoring plan until the sprig area is established according to accepted success criteria. In light of their comments, staff does believe that sprigging the area the existing grade will be reestablished between mean low water and the upper limits of jurisdictional wetlands will help expedite the natural process of revegetation. Since Dominion will be satisfying the compensation requirements through the purchase of the tidal wetland credits from Libertyville, staff does not recommend any long-term monitoring requirements for the planting. And Dominion has voluntarily agreed to conduct the planting staff's recommendation. So in summary, Dominion has minimized the impact to the greatest extent practicable and compensation for impacts to the 9,350 square feet of vegetated wetlands will be achieved through the purchase of credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the wetland planting and the purchase of 9,350 square feet of wetland credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank. And Dominion is here represented today, and MAP Environmental, which is acting as the agent on the application, is also here.
Questions of Justine? Mr. Tank.
My only question seems as though your conclusion is based on the fact that Libertyville mitigation does a good job. And how do you really know that? What's your experience there?
It's an established tidal wetland mitigation bank. We typically require for projects, particularly in the city of Chesapeake, to purchase their credits through this mitigation bank. So,
explain how these mitigation banks, just for the benefit of our newer members, talk a little bit about that.
So basically, when we receive an application and on-site compensation, in other words, on-site plantings of vegetated wetlands is not practical or not feasible, an alternative to that would be purchasing credits from a mitigation bank. So essentially, an applicant purchases these credits and satisfies the requirements
This bank is a source of wetlands, correct?
Yes.
That were created? And where is that located?
It's in Chesapeake, Virginia. This particular tidal mitigation bank is in Chesapeake. It's about 2 miles, less than 2 miles from this site.
Okay, which is important.
Right.
I mean, you want the wetlands bank to be located in the same or nearby water body to actually have positive effects, correct? So you don't want to buy credits from something up on the Potomac River, for instance.
Okay. Is that the reason for no charge on this?
Well, the applicant will be purchasing the credit square foot. I don't know the total off the top of my head, but they will be required to pay that for the credit. And the only fee that we will require will be the $10 wetland permit fee. And there are no subaqueous impacts, therefore we won't be charging a royalty for the use of submerged.
Okay. Mr. Erskine?
Justine, with the sprigging that was discussed and VIMS had a suggestion of monitoring that, and staff recommendation is to maybe not have a long-term monitoring, is there any follow-up to determine whether or not the sprigging was done and accomplished and is at least taking hold?
We can certainly do that. I can follow up with the site visit to ensure that the planting did take place once it's completed. That's certainly something we'd be more than happy to do.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is the applicant present? Wish to be heard?
We're present, but we do not wish to be heard.
Okay. Appreciate that. Any other public comments on this agenda item? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Tankett.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Sessoms. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit is granted. Thank you.